And that's what I was thinking of. Mm. And if you do buy a slab bacon before you can cook it, or before you, some people do, before they cook it, they cut off that hard outside.
That's right. Throw that away. Some of them have a slice when they cut.
Now that hard outside is the...
Call it the outside of the bacon. Skin part of it.
Okay. There's a ground up pork meat that you have in sacks.
Call that pork sausage.
All right. And the man at the store who cuts meat for you is the...
Butcher.
If you smell some meat and it just doesn't smell right to you,
tainted.
Is it? Is there something worse than tainted?
Rotten, yeah.
It's spoiled.
Spoiled, tainted. See, when it go from tainted to spoiled, then go from spoiled to rotten. It's all of the same family.
Oh my goodness. Did you ever eat any of these? Did you ever eat a jellied loaf that contains the chopped and the boiled parts of the feet and the head and sometimes the tongue and the heart of a hog?
All put together?
Uh-huh, all put together.
They call that south, but I don't know what's all in it.
Okay. Did you ever hear of anything made with the liver?
No.
Liver sausage or liver pudding?
Liver pudding, I hear that.
Okay, now do you know what that is?
No.
Okay. Ever done make anything from the blood?
Blood pudding, I hear talking about it. I never mean that.
It sounds horrible.
Yeah, but I don't like to hear the name of that.
I don't think I would either. Did they ever cook cornmeal in the juice from the souse or the liver pudding? That doesn't mean anything. You smell of butter, and butter is just doesn't smell or quite right. It's or taste quite right. Just say this butter is.
Must have been some rain or something.
All right. When milk separates and it gets curdled, you have
curdled. Whey, on the whey.
All right, but this is a kind of milk. It's good too. You take you
clabber.
That's what I was thinking of. I used to eat clabber. Mm. Did you ever make a kind of cheese at home out of this clabber part of the milk?
No.
Would that be cottage cheese or clabber cheese?
You're talking about them kind of cheese, but I ain't really with them.
What's an apple dessert that's baked in a deep dish?
Apple pie?
Is this different from apple cobbler?
Yeah. Pie and cobbler are different, I think.
You think?
Yeah. Pie made with a crust, two crusts. Putting the pan with two crusts to it, and a cobbler made was just putting the pan and put your dumplings in there. That's all, you know. Mm-hmm. That's the cold dumplings you put in there, and that's different than the two.
Okay. Sweet liquid that you serve with pudding. That bring anything to mind? Some sort of sweet liquid that you'd pour over a pudding?
Mm-hmm.
Ever hear of sauce? Do you think of a sauce as being something sweet or not? Okay.
Sweet? Applesauce, something like that? A sauce? Be sweet?
Now, do you think, when I say sauce, do you think of something that's sweet? Some sort of liquid or. You think of applesauce?
Applesauce, something like that.
I see. Okay, fine. Food that's taken, but that you eat between your regular meals is a...
Lunch? Snack?
Okay, a snack is a small amount.
Amount or something.
Suppose you ate a large...
Something like a sandwich or drink or something. They call it a snack. A hell of a snack or something like that.
If you eat a larger amount, then...
Yeah. I had a lunch, I had my dinner or something. Whatever you want to call it.
Somebody in this area said they call that their after meal if they ate a large amount.